One of Russia's neighbors is Ukraine. People there are worried that Russia could move in on the country as it did in Georgia. Ukrainian Americans are nervous about that, too. And looking ahead to the U.S. election, they're wondering which of the presidential candidates would handle Russia best. Now, you may think that Ukrainian Americans are too small a group for a campaign to worry about, but you might be wrong about that, as the world's Jason Margolis explains.
Courting women or Hispanic voters, that's so 20th century. Politicians today zero in. They go after very specific constituencies, like women who drink double lattes or Nicaraguan Americans who are left-handed. Okay, maybe not those exact categories, but the point is people who run campaigns are very good at finding out what we're all about. The concept is called micro-targeting, says Eduardo Gamarra, director of the nonpartisan polling company New Link Research.
It's basically data mining. This was a technique used for years, really, by marketers.
So just as marketers spend hundreds of millions of dollars to try and figure out what laundry detergent we like, they want to know what message we prefer as voters. In a place like Michigan, understanding even the smallest group could make a big difference. It's estimated that between 45 and 80,000 people in Michigan are of Ukrainian ancestry. Many live around the community of Warren, just north of Detroit. Parents send their children to Ukrainian Saturday school to learn Ukrainian language, history, and culture. I met Boris Potapenko at the school. His son goes here. Potapenko runs government relations for a group called For the Defense of Four Freedoms for Ukraine. He says, like most American voters, his biggest concern is the economy. But he's also paying close attention to what the candidates are saying about his ancestral homeland.
Yeah, it's interesting to note that John McCain mentioned Ukraine six times in the first presidential debates.
And Potapenko says it's not just that McCain mentioned Ukraine.
He understands the situation. I mean, he understands what Russia is today, what Vladimir Putin is today, and the fact that it's a dangerous world and you have to be clear on where you are in that world and who you're going to be supporting.
Barack Obama mentioned Ukraine too, but only once. And he made a key mistake.
To countries like Georgia and the Ukraine.
He mentioned the Ukraine.
That's Vera Andrushkyu, a retired professor of Ukrainian at Wayne State University in Michigan. When you say the Ukraine, it harkens back to when it was part of the Soviet Union.
It's never used with a country unless you mean like a part or a region. So you say the south, the north, you know.
Is it offensive when someone says...
Well, it's offensive and it's just not PC, you know. And at this point, you'd think he'd get it.
It's a common mistake. And the people here say they're willing to overlook Obama's gaffe. But they like to see the Democratic candidate be more forceful on the Ukraine-Russia issue. And please, get the name right next time. Better yet, come visit. Obama was in Michigan today, but not in Warren. Both candidates have been to Michigan a lot in recent months, but neither have stopped by here. Editor of the local monthly newspaper, Ukrainian Metro News, Lubomir Lapetsky, finds this offensive.
Why shouldn't it offend us? Two presidential candidates, Reagan and Bush Sr., came in here to the Ukrainian Cultural Center to meet our community. None of the Democrats so far have done this, and they hurt themselves.
If a candidate were to take a few minutes to shake a few hands and snap some photos, that would be remembered for a long time here and could help endear a generation of Ukrainian-American voters. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Warren, Michigan.